This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
Good biblical preaching does two things. This may surprise you to say this, but I really believe that when somebody preaches the Bible, it draws people. But here's the part I don't like. It repels people. The same sermon that blesses one man, some guy sitting there saying, there's no way I'm going to put up with this week after week. I'm not going to listen to this week after week. I'm not going to put up with this kind of talk. And so the Bible draws people. And you may remember a time in your life when you were actually repelled by it. And that can happen to all of us. That can happen to all of us. Let's bring up verse 10 again, the first verse we read. To whom can I speak and give warning? Jeremiah says. Who will listen to me? Their ears are closed, so they cannot hear. The word of the Lord is offensive to them. Don't raise your hand, but there's been a time in your life when the word of God was offensive to you, perhaps. You ever been mad at something you've read in the Bible? I'll admit it, I have. I don't want to read that. Why? Because it convicted me in my spirit. It convicted me of something going on, some thought that I was having. And so the Bible, is, if it's inspired by God and is directed by the Holy Spirit, it makes sense that the Lord speaks to people every time we open this book. Be careful when you find the Word of God offensive to you. I know you've all heard this story before, most of you, but it's a true story. It's a funny story, but it's a great example of the Word of God offending people. Did a wedding years ago where the couple asked me to read from the book of Ephesians about marriage. They said, we want you to read the passage in Ephesians where it says, husbands, love your wives as Christ loved the church. And we want you to read that part where it says, wives, submit to your husbands as unto the Lord. And that's not a popular, politically correct passage to read now or even 10, 15 years ago. I read it at the wedding. And after the wedding was over, I'm out in the foyer greeting people with the wedding party. And I saw a woman literally running to me. She was double timing, coming toward me, and she had fire in her eyes. And I remember honestly thinking, if she's armed, I'm dead. If she has a gun, I'm dead. And she ran up to me and with her husband running behind her, and she stuck her finger in my face and said, you ruined this wedding. I said, I ruined this wedding? How? She said, by reading that passage of scripture from Ephesians, and you've heard this before, but this is true. It's exactly what happened. She said, my husband and I don't believe that passage, and we're happy, aren't we? And he said, yes, yes, we're very happy. We're extremely happy, extremely happy. He jumped when she said, we're happy, aren't we? Yes, we are. But there was a case of where the woman took offense at something she heard in scripture. My point is this, it can happen to you. And here's another point. Be careful and pay attention when you find the Word of God offending you, because the Lord may be trying to tell you something. When you sense this is offensive to me, this convicts me, then pay attention. Maybe the Lord wants to speak to you. Let's go to verse 13. From the least to the greatest, talking about the people in Jerusalem, all are greedy for gain. Prophets and priests alike all practice deceit. He said even the leaders, the prophets and the priests, are on the take. They're greedy. They practice deceit. And I wanted to give you a definition of greedy. Write this down, those of you that take notes. You know you're greedy when what you own matters more to you than Jesus Christ does. And only you know that. You know you are a greedy man or a greedy woman if what you own matters more to you than your relationship with the Lord. And that's very personal. And it's very presumptuous of anybody, including me, to tell you that's, you know, you're greedy, or you tell me I'm greedy. It's very private, very personal, but we are greedy when what we own matters more than our relationship to Jesus Christ.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.